Well, happy Friday to you on the LifePoint Drivecast. Again, my name is Dean Fulks, and I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus. And this past weekend, you know, we did this second installment in the Into the Wild series, looking at both the book of Exodus and the life of Moses. And at the Lewis Center campus, we kind of talked about how Moses had that kind of Popeye the Sailor Man mentality. I am what I am, and that's all that I am. That Moses had this past, the first 40 years of his life, he was kind of a somebody, but he saw an Egyptian attack a Hebrew, and out of anger and rage, he murdered a man. And because of that, he went from being kind of this executive raised in the house of Pharaoh, next to be in line to be the king of Egypt, and he goes from executive to fugitive. He's on the run, and he ends up the second 40 years of his life finding himself out in the desert, kind of the assistant shepherd to his father-in-law. So he kind of goes from being this somebody to being a nobody. But it was in that moment that God met him in what we have traditionally referred to as the burning bush experience. And when God speaks to Moses about what he wants him to do, Moses throws excuses back at God. And really, there were three excuses that we talked about. The first one was, you don't know me. It's kind of the inadequacy excuse. The I don't know you, that's the familiarity excuse, and you don't know them. And that was the community excuse. So the ideas that Moses threw back at God, or the excuses, were really, number one, God, I've got a past. And not only do I have a past, but part of my past is a physical speech impediment. And I was able to say to our folks at Lewis Center, I know what that's like. When I was a kid, I had to go see a speech therapist because of the speech impediment that I had. So I've kind of been there and felt that one. And the second one was, you know, I don't know you, God. I don't know you. I've never heard you. I don't even know your name. And so God reveals himself as Yahweh, as I am. And then Moses basically says to God, you don't know those people. They're stiff-necked. They're hard to deal with. The sheep, God, are way easier to lead. But God says to Moses, really, Moses, no matter what your excuse is, I want you to know, number one, I'm with you. Number two, I'm going to send Aaron with you so that you're not alone. And on Monday of the Drivecast, we talked about the importance of being part of a life group, because you are not designed to be alone. So I would encourage you to take that step. But the other side of what we talked about is that when I am spoke, we said Moses responded with, I'm here. And basically what Moses kept saying to God is, God, I'm not the guy with all the answers. And God says, yeah, Moses, I am. Well, Moses says, God, I'm not reputable. I've got this past, so maybe you don't know me, God, but I'm just not reputable. And God says, I know, Moses, but I am. And Moses says, well, I'm not a good public speaker. I'm slow of speech. And I'm just not good in front of people. And God says to Moses, I know, I am. And in revealing himself to Moses, he says, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we kind of think heroes when we hear that, right? But Abraham twice tried to give his wife away to save his own skin. Isaac did the same. And the best thing, you know, that you can say about Jacob when you start looking at his life is thief. And so I think what God is saying to Moses is, you know, Moses, I'm the God of men who failed. And so we kind of use this illustration on Sunday of a chain and what it's like, this reality that most of us live in bondage. Most of us have to look back and say, well, God, my past is full of things I'm not proud of. I made this sexual mistake, or I yell at my kids a lot, or I struggle with confusion over my gender, or God, I thought I heard you speak, but I failed at that business venture. And so what we end up saying is what Moses says in chapter 2, verse 14, God, could you please just send somebody else? Because we live in bondage. And we talked about how at first this text calls this burning bush the angel of the Lord. And then secondly, Moses refers to it as God. And so what most scholars call this is a theophany. We talked about the big Bible word of the day was theophany. It's an Old Testament appearance of the person of Jesus. And so Jesus appears to Moses in the burning bush. And quite frankly, he's saying to Moses, Moses, for everything you're not, I am. Now, over in the New Testament, when Jesus comes one day, he's talking to the Pharisees, and Jesus made the statement, before Abraham was, Yahweh, I am. And they wanted to stone him to death. And so really what we talked about is the reality. There's only two responses when God speaks. It's either here I am, I'm present, use me, God, just the way I am, or here I go, I'm out. That you cannot live halfway free, that God wants to free us, and that he will cut that chain and cut you loose from that weight But the reality is a lot of us go back and pick it up. And so we on Sunday had everyone say it out loud, what you are, what your weakness is, and whether you're a controller or a conflict avoider or a people pleaser or a coward. We had everybody say it out loud so that we could name it and welcome God into it in dependence instead of pretending like we're something that we're not. So let me pray us out of that perspective as we head into the weekend. God, right now, we lay our lives before you as we head into work today. And no matter what our weakness is, we call it, we say it, we say it out loud, God, just because it allows us then to welcome Jesus to be what we're not. You are the I am. God, we are not adequate. We are not enough. We are not capable. But because of the gospel, you make us capable. You make us worthy. You make us enough because of you giving yourself on the cross for us. And God, I pray that you'll help us to live from that place in that space today. That God, we won't try and live halfway free, but that God, you'll cut the chains, the things that keep us weighted down, and that God, we could honor you in every way that we're designed and intended to. Thank you for the way that you love us. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. Well, once again, thanks for listening to the Drivecast. And as you head into the weekend, I hope you'll take the opportunity to maybe invite someone to church on Sunday, or take the opportunity maybe to this Sunday to jump into a life group and get more information. Okay. God bless you guys. Have a great weekend.